Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you, honey?
I'm exploring consciousness. That's keeping me busy.
Good. Aren't we all?
It's a big universe.
Yes, whether we like it or not. It's being served up at the buffet.
And a fast buffet, a high-speed conveyor belt.
Oh, geez.
So you're working on the masculine feminine tonight. That's just a small mystery, isn't it?
Yes, just a little one. So this is up in spades again. And really and truly, this was not, this didn't come up about my stuff. It came up about others, which I thought was interesting. Exploring the masculine and feminine both within and without. And there's so much more than we thought on this lovely earthly journey, this cosmic journey, that including our relationship to dear Mother Earth. So we're going to talk about some really interesting things that are happening right now that my little eyeballs are just continuously spinning around. I don't think they make glasses for problems like this. I'm telling you, every day between my crown chakra killing me, I assume that everybody is having this problem one way or another. That and the God mind, the backside of the head. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I'm literally to the point where when I walk, it's like ow, ow, ow.
Are you making that noise at the same time?
Ow, yes. Whether I'm speaking it or just internalizing it.
Excellent.
And there are a ton of symptoms right now, and I just want everybody to know, no, you have not lost your mind. Well, you may be in the process of losing your mind. I think that's what this is about. also, you're
well,
not...
Isn't that what we're trying to do, is get out of our mind, yeah?
Our mind, and also you're not dying, although it may feel like you are. I certainly
I was saying I was dying just the other day, wasn't I? Yeah.
Yes, and I do have days like that where I think, oh, my God, now what's wrong? So I'll just say we're dying to the old as, you know, we are going through some physiological symptoms that are not only of our Earth experiences, but some real cosmic stuff that's all of you wonderful volunteers that listen to this show. God bless you. And, of course, we had the wonderful Cancer full moon yesterday together with some other influences that, once again, it was one of those days where I walked around trying to get my hair back down instead of sticking straight up. and this full moon was the last in a series of these. We're at, I think, the last degree of the sign, and I think right. We had a bunch of them. From 2010 through...
Five in a row, I think.
Yes. Oh, lovely. So, and Veronica, I don't know about you, but the sessions this week have been so off the map that I have been so blown out at the end of the day. I know last night I got done with my last session, and I absolutely had to go to Whole Foods, and I thought the only safe way for me to get there was to literally push my car to Whole Foods.
Oh, God.
I was afraid to get behind the wheel.
Oh, come on. You didn't actually push it.
I almost had to because I was out of gas, but, I mean, it was very sad. I just walked around the car at the gas station hoping I could ground some while I was there. It was just pathetic. I actually went to See's Candy because I just really didn't know what else to do. And I said, you know, I couldn't go to the gym tonight. I wanted to, but I got the hint that I couldn't go to the gym, so I'm here instead. I think I've heard it all. And I said, yeah, probably. She said, except for the people that come right after the dentist. So what's up now? Symptoms, and I do want to talk about some of these because they're just wacky. I don't know about others. I can tell you for mine are unbelievable headaches. And I'm not a headache person, but ever since my little sojourn into the cosmos, I have been getting the most amazing headaches. And I'm like, oh, man. blown out during the sessions, feeling spacey, hot and cold, a lot of that. I know a lot of
I'm
people
getting
are
a lot of that myself.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unable to kind of regulate body temperature, which I'm finding fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I had some of the this week, my big toes swole up, and they were all red and inflamed. I'm like sitting on the edge of the bed going, great, okay. I'm turning into a big toed ET. As I'm pouring peroxide over, I didn't know what else to do. I mean, I literally looked at them and went, no way. Okay, there just is no.
they weren't infected or anything, were they?
No, they just decided to swell up, and they were very painful. And I thought maybe it was gout. It wasn't.
Have you been kicking anybody?
No, it was on top of the toe. It was just this. And I have pretty little feet, so I couldn't even put them under the covers. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, this is really sad. Lots of stuff moving around the body, right side, left side, right side, left side. I sit down to do a session, and the energy, even sitting in the garage, the energies come in so strong that I feel like my head is going to spin right off my shoulders. And I'm just sit around and giggle thinking, you know, maybe I'm just all by myself experiencing this, but I know better.
isn't reality subjective?
Yeah, it is subjective. But I the sessions have been, like I said, so I have people saying, I can hardly wait for my next session because it's like, it's turned into, I don't want to say Star Wars. I'll just say, so it's kind of a combo between Star Wars and what was the other one that became such a cult classic. Oh, geez, Veronica, what was it with?
E.T.
No, it was a television program. It was the very first one that was very
Star Trek.
Thank you. Okay. It's like, seriously, it's like tuning into an episode of Star Wars or Star Trek. You just don't know what you're going to get. So thank heaven I have witnesses. the other thing which I thought was really fascinating, because we're still working on Jewish lineage, which is that does have a tendency to kind of kick me anyway. And I had somebody tell me this morning that I was going to be cursed for doing any work with that whatsoever. And I have to tell you, I hung up the phone and I went, okay. And I think it was such a, you know, an interesting comment that it came so out of the blue. But I think that a lot of people are afraid of, have a great deal of misunderstanding about all of the suffering that the Jewish people have experienced on planet Earth. And it looks so big, and it doesn't make sense to the point where I think people don't want to touch it.
Hmm.
So they don't understand it, and I think by nature they want to run from it. So I'm kind of fascinated by that. I will say, if you have Jewish lineage, you should be feeling some shifts. Good ones. I didn't want to say terrible ones. Hopefully they're good.
I do have some Jewish lineage.
Well, good. That might explain why you thought you were on the floor and thought you were dying.
And I do feel like part of me gets invisible in periods, so I'm wondering if I'm transcending.
Very, very possible.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean by that? It's like you're empty in certain parts?
Yes. I do. I have that going on right now with a certain part of my body that I'm fascinated by. I'm like, huh.
I try to ignore it, and part of me is going, okay, I mean,
We're going through some very fast shifts. Sunday, I'm on the phone with a dear being who is a collective walk-in. And an amazing being who sets grids on the planet. And I mean, she does the real thing. She's just amazing. And she set grids for the opening of the Stargate and certainly helped me through that process. So I was telling her, I have a seed crystal on my healing table from a giant crystal in Brazil that's in the earth. And, you know, I've heard various stories. It's 20 stories high, it's 10 stories high, it's 12 stories high, whatever. All I know is that it's gigantic, and I had a number of seed crystals from that crystal. I gifted them all away except for one. But that particular crystal, it's not very big, but it's incredibly powerful, and it does send messages, and it's been saying that the crystal that's in the earth is in trouble. So in our conversation, I said to her, I said, you know, because I know that she does this work, and I said, if you can work with this crystal, I didn't get it till I was on the phone with her, but it was transmitting that it needed assistance. So I mentioned it to her, and I said, if you can, which I knew she could tap into it and do some work with it. And then I mentioned another crystal, which is right down the street from me at a crystal store. It is just went into the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest orb ever extracted from the earth. And I would say it's about, Lord, a minimum of 7 feet in diameter.
Wow.
It's unbelievably big. And when Natalia was visiting here maybe 6 months or a year, I'm terrible with time. She was down at the store while I was working and came home and was very upset. I went down, I don't remember if we went together or if I went separately, and saw the crystal myself and went out. It's actually sitting outside in a huge crate, which is kind of funny, because I can't imagine anything capable of moving it or it being able to move within. And it's in a locked area. But I got so upset when I went back to touch it that I just was beside myself, because it didn't want to be out of the earth. It needs to be in the earth. So I was telling her about this crystal. And in a minute, she and I were working with that crystal together to bilocate it, to see if it had the program to bilocate back into the earth and still be able to be out of the earth and be with whoever would become its caretaker.
My.
And I just started crying, because I could feel the beings in this crystal so excited about what was happening. And I got an email from her. It was a very emotional telephone conversation. I got a phone message from her that night that she had continued to work all day long with what she calls the stone beings, the large crystals on the planet, who had been extracted from the earth that had the program that allowed them to bilocate and activate them to be able to bilocate back into the earth, just like this one. And when she left the message, she was very emotional. And, I started to cry again. And I could feel, maybe it was Saturday morning because I think I got it Sunday night, but I could actually feel the crystals over the weekend. It was, without a doubt, a sense of peace. So for any of you who are very sensitive to crystals, a major event. I cannot say her name over the phone because of a position that she holds, and it would be inappropriate, but my deep gratitude to this woman. What an amazing being to assist these wonderful, wonderful crystals and to assist the earth in the process. So I really wanted to say that, because I think it's so important, and it also gives me hope that everything can be changed in one way or another. It was just such a beautiful experience. I'm very grateful for any participation in that whatsoever. And I felt that mine was very small other than getting the message. Oh, God, let's talk about masculine, feminine. This is showing up in some major sessions, some people that are, they carry very big energy and certainly very appropriate that one in particular would be working with this energy at such a very big level. And it started out as a power retrieval with a relative of hers. And in doing this power retrieval, what was fascinating is that we ended up back at the original splitting of polarity from oneness into masculine and feminine. I mean, you know, this pretty much is why I'm just kind of a pile this week, because every session has been just like, what? And this is a very powerful, powerful being who has had a lot of experience with the archetype of the patriarchal masculine, which I'm, of course, it would be no mistake that she would, and she very definitely, you know, I mean, I could write a book about her and her experiences. So, fascinating that during this power retrieval, where we went is so big, and it was so, I mean, we both had, she was on the floor in a puddle for 3 hours after the ago, and this one, the team, God bless them, stopped it as soon as they opened up the mental screen and she was inside of the cave, immediately stopped it so that we could shield, both of us could shield our second chakras, because it was just too big for both of us. And you know, we're still a bit human, so. Oh, geez. This masculine feminine stuff is showing up for people in with husbands, sons, brothers, business, politics, financial institutions. It's really in our face right now, and certainly we're seeing it out in the world. But this splitting, and you know, the anger that we've had at the masculine for controlling the feminine energy, for misusing it, and for thousands of years, we've talked about this ad nauseum. However, what's really fascinating is that I've seen so many women stepping into their true feminine power, and I'm sure you are as well, Veronica.
Yes.
The beautiful empowered, not the bossy bitchy empowered. And
but it's new levels of stepping out of the old, always new levels of stepping out again and stepping out again and stepping out again.
It is new levels. You're absolutely right. What's fascinating to me is that as we're going through this, really owning our feminine, and I'm seeing it everywhere with some unbelievably powerful women who are with unbelievably powerful men who have huge reaches on the planet. I mean, it's not just one, it's a number of women. And what's interesting is these women are so capable of creating in their own right. And, you know, we're still, it's really interesting to me that as we go through this kind of realignment and reintegration of masculine and feminine, that this, the old paradigm of the man taking care of us, the powerful man, the macho man, and, you know, how women will still look for that to some degree, and then, you know, be involved with it and then reject it because they don't like it. And then if the man is too feminine, they reject the man because he's too feminine. So we're still struggling with this integration. But what's fascinating to me is that what I'm seeing is that we're healing it at the core levels, not just within us, but within the universe itself. And that's, you know, when you start going back to the original splitting off, it's like, oh, crap. And, you know, it's not like I'm personally looking for these levels. They're just showing up everywhere. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm assuming that this is all based on the opening of the Stargate because, as the team said last week, I had to have people tell me what the team said because I was gone. About the fact since the Stargate had to open, we don't have the astral realms to deal with. We can go through straight through the Stargate. Mm-hmm. So we don't have interference. And which means that we can accomplish more in a more direct way than we've ever done before. It gives us a lot more latitude than we've ever had for really powerful, powerful shifts for ourselves, for our planet, you know, for the universe, and for integration and moving out of polarity. I mean, I just think this is huge. A lot of disappointment in the masculine, disappointment with males in our lives, be they boyfriends, sons, fathers, brothers, again, you know, seeing it in business or wherever. And, you know, we had really agreed coming in order to step into the true feminine that we would then come back and assist men to integrate their feminine because it's not been endorsed on the planet for men to own their feminine. Only recently have we seen it.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, I would, yeah. It's been a real struggle for us to accept, for even women to accept, as you said, the kind of more feminization or the extreme of any kind with them. They don't know how to rebalance, probably.
No, I think many women have a struggle because we still have this bad boy thing that's built into the collective. That women still are looking for a little edge, a little bad boy. And then they wonder why they're miserable in a relationship. I can give you the movie stars who are dealing with that right now.
Sandra Bullock?
Well, sure. I mean, here she was with Jesse, whatever his face was. Mm-hmm. Definitely a bad boy, and, you know, he acted out like a bad boy. So... Nobody saw them together, but she saw his redeeming qualities. It's just that he couldn't hold a resonance.
Hmm.
He went back to the bad boy and ended up with a tattooed, very interesting young woman. I would say it's really important if things are triggering you to really look at your own wounding around the father, God, masculine, and try to be as compassionate as possible with the males in your life. In other words, this is not a good time to lose your cookies.
Oh, that again.
Yeah, that one again.
It seems that there is no time for that anyway.
No, we really don't have time. I mean, I can't remember anything long enough to stay angry about it, so it doesn't work for me.
No, good.
Good plan. Being as loving and compassionate as we can is important, though. And forgiving the exploitation of the feminine. We really can't carry that stuff around with us anymore. There's such big work to do right now. And this year is just, I'm telling you, what are we? Still January? Holy mackerel. Jeez, I'm
a lot's
like,
already gone on, right? And it's supposed to speed up this year, Jackie.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. Well, I won't have to get a facelift. my skin will be pulled back. Again, there's still this whole thing in women, too, and I do want to bring this up about wanting men to take care of us and to be the, you know, the white knight, the blah, 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 and, you know, sweep us off our feet. And I really have been sitting with this stuff and kind of giggling about it. Because, you know, really all bets are off anymore.
You mean we have to get rid of all romance? Come on.
No, I wouldn't say that we have to get rid of the romance at all.
Okay.
I think that we can do the dance. And the team said it several times to people. And it was, you lead, I lead, you lead, I lead. Being able to embrace, both being able to embrace their masculine, feminine, so that they move forward together in this kind of beautiful dance where nobody is carrying the sole responsibility of leading, where it is a dance of bringing the energies together, mirroring the energies. Notice I didn't say getting married, but mirroring the in a way that allows them both to expand and morph, integrate, and...
And be strong and fragile.
At the same time.
Mm.
At the same time. And I think it's really important. Because, you know, we see this with women who find a feminine man or a man who has embraced their feminine. There is a difference. Because men have not been taught to embrace their feminine. That has not been supported on this planet. I mean, I think we're seeing it with some of the younger boys, but, you know, not the older ones.
I remember I had a boyfriend once who was really harsh and very angry a lot of the time, but he cried a lot in movies, and he said, that's my feminine side. And I went, well, I don't know about that. That isn't. That may not be all there is, you know.
That's very fun. Another piece that came up this week that I was really fascinated by, and we did a show on this, Veronica, I don't know if you remember, called We Are Earth and Earth Is Us. And
oh, I think I do remember, yes.
Right, and it was about how we are helping the Earth to transmute, and, you know, a lot of the symptoms that we've been going through are really tied to the Earth's morphing and evolving and ascending. We tend to think of ourselves as separate from everything. We're not separate from anything. I'm getting that one loud and clear. And I'm seeing it. So we did a session with someone who had had a mastectomy. A wonderful, we all know this person. And the team stopped right at the beginning to scan her. And then went on to tell her how much of a map of Earth she actually was, and how she was carrying these energies within her body and had volunteered to come in to help transmute. And I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, geez, you know, this was a hard one. But, you know, it was fascinating because after the session, she shared with me that she's been working with an acupuncturist for a very long time, and this acupuncturist would get from her guides to put stones on her during her acupuncture sessions. It was the only client that she had that happened, and had given her the same information from her guides that she, in fact, was... in a way, a mirror of Earth and helping Earth transmute and transition. So,
Wow, that's quite a role, isn't it?
Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
wow.
Are we all doing it to the same degree? Not necessarily. And yet, I know this clearing that I'm going through. I'm almost 30 days through it of the whole urinary system. And I am feeling, which is why that session hit me so hard, I am feeling this whole water energy on different parts of the planet through my kidneys. And I'm like, oh, man.
Wow. Is it very painful?
Yes, it can be incredibly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it'll switch from side to side and move all around. And it is not what I would call a comfortable situation at all. Mm. And what's weird is that my chiropractor, I was there Saturday, and he went to touch my kidneys, and he pulled away, and he said, I really can't even touch them. They're so cosmic. It you could tell that it made him queasy. And I was like, just great. Another thing. I continue to be fascinated by everything. I mean, all the stops have been pulled out, everybody. All the rules, all the limits, all the stops, everything we thought we knew. I mean, I literally sat here the other day and I thought, I might as well just open my second story window and throw everything out the window that I thought I knew. Because what I'm seeing is literally the expanding possibilities are so great that I don't know that our little minds have caught up with them, because when they come in, you just walk around thinking, oh my gosh, now, how have you been feeling? Because I know you were going through a lot of...
family of origin stuff.
Yes, family of origin stuff.
I'm much, much stronger, but I'll tell you, there are times when I feel, like I say, about dying, and I keep getting, sometimes I get really sort of thin inside, like I don't belong in my body at all. And I know, we're accustomed to that as intuitives, but this is quite extreme. So, and then I'm fine. I'm really quite detached from family and strong about other things. So it's been really some very big successes and some really odd disappearances in my own legend. And if our legends are really a library of where we've been, and it sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. Again, subjective realities and parallels. And I think that we're tapping into other as we shift and change our histories, we can literally be tapping into different parallel realities anywhere in the cosmos, kind of changing our history there as well. Everything's on the table right now.
Everything. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel a little bit like a foreigner in my own world in a way.
I give it to say, you're absolutely right. That's the interesting one, is it's like everything is new constantly. And I would say that's probably why you feel like a bit of a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going through this period where everything feels new in every moment, in every moment, in every moment.
And that's the gift, isn't it?
I would say it's an incredible gift. It's kind of like being on a rocking boat, however.
So if you lunge for a familiar guy wire, that can be a big mistake.
Yes, exactly. Because
then you're back in the old thing, and you don't want to be, really.
No, you absolutely do not want to be. And I think it's also taking us to a place of greater compassion for allowing everybody to walk through their path, regardless of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing that they are fulfilling their role however it is for them. And if we can go there without judgment, very difficult to do, even with this shooting that we had down in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
That, there have been some very interesting channelings and pieces about this. It brought up some really beautiful things. There have been some wonderful things that have come out of it. When we can move to that level of neutrality instead of anger and, wanting blame and all the things that would normally come up with these kinds of experiences, being able to stay in that kind of neutrality and allowing these things to unfold, recognizing that there are gifts in all of this that we may not see at the moment.
Right.
But pulling people together, I mean, certainly that incident pulled so many people together, politically and otherwise. Because I think there wasn't anybody in Washington that in that moment didn't identify with what happened to her.
Yes,
and the fact that it could have been them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there is a real softening that's occurring on lots of different levels. A lot of chaos out there. I think that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
But tremendous opportunities for healing on so many levels. And, you know, people
and
are...
And it's not just obvious, like you're speaking about the woman with the mastectomy. The healing is much grander than we think.
It is. It's so big that looking at, you know, I've just come to the conclusion that no matter what it looks like, you really don't know. I mean, I'll add my funny story. I often talk about my chiropractors and Dr. Greenewalt, who is the wild professor, and Dr. Page, who is our magical sweet guy. And Greenewalt is always the one that sends me into these unbelievable processes because the minute I walk in the door, you know, I'm telling him, don't touch me, don't hurt me, don't put me into process, and in 5 minutes I'm there. And and every time it's the Arcturians that come in and they're so damned excited because they've concocted some wonderful place for me to go that I really go kicking and screaming. It's a good thing there's not wallpaper in that office or there'd be nothing left on the walls. And I happened to call the office yesterday and he answered the phone and I said, if you send me energy, I'm going to drive over there and kill you. Don't talk to me. I said, you're in timeout. You're not allowed to touch me for 90 days. But how wonderful that these different people are showing up with these incredible gifts that are just, you know, they become a vessel or a vehicle for stuff that's off-planet to manifest. I don't think everybody walks in there, you know, doing stuff out in the cosmos. But when I see him, I swear, I told my friend I was going to go there with one. I have some big crosses out in the yard, I'm going to bring one with me. Anyway.
That's funny.
It is funny. Oh, yes. Lord. So, I think I'm just a big experiment, and they all sit around and laugh when I leave. Let's see how far out there we can send her. Okay. I'm going to bring in a great team.
Or like Swami said in the show, he said, God's watching the Comedy Channel and you're what's on.
That's right, he did. I love that. It's the truth.
That was funny.
Okay, let me... All right. Well, we're glad you're all having a good time tonight. We love to see you laugh. And you're going to find that you're going to need to do a lot of it this year. Lots of laughter as these things happen that are in many ways beyond your understanding, but you will get it. You will come to understand it. And what an exciting time that you're going to have on planet Earth. Now, we have a message for you all tonight. Now, we hesitate always to give you numbers and the
grandiosity of how big everything is, and so we're going to speak to your hearts, not to your heads, to your hearts. Tonight we want to convey to all of you our gratitude, our love, and our appreciation for all that you are doing. For everyone that is listening to this show this evening or will ever listen to it, we ask you to open your heart and to receive the love that is being sent to you right now, the gratitude and the appreciation. For your willingness, people, to go beyond the known, to go beyond the understood, to venture out into the great unknown, being open enough, putting your fears aside, saying, I'm an explorer, I'm willing to step off the edge. Because I know I'm loved enough to be caught. I won't fall, I won't die, I won't disappear. And you won't. We love you as a race and as individuals. We know who you are. We know your heart. We know your histories, many of you. And for all of those that are gathered with us tonight, to thank you for being willing as a race, with no guarantees, right? No map at all. Being like Indiana Jones with an idea that there's a treasure but not certain how to get there. And being willing to go through the adventures. In trust. Through discomfort. For some, dismemberment, disfigurement, loss, sorrow. And yet, every morning, awakening, being willing to look for new possibilities, new probabilities, opening your heart, sending love to us. And we do know when you do that. You have become legendary, all of you. Permission for the opening of the stockade was granted because of the love that you demonstrated, the ability to come together as a group consciousness. Oh yes, a group of individuals, but to join together in that moment, to unite your hearts. And you got everyone's attention. You did. For many of the races that were present for that night, lots of head turning. Lots of discussion. Look at these beings who overcame so much. and are willing and capable of loving to this degree. Now, as you explore out with your different possibilities, things popping into your experiences, scratching your heads, wondering, oh, is this really possible? Are we really doing this? The answer is yes. And sometimes, dear ones, even greater than you can imagine, with more impact than you realize in the moment. Far more impact than you realize in the moment. Love one another, people. Try not to judge anyone. Be as unconditionally loving as you possibly can be. Please extend to each other that which you extend to us. Because love begins at home, remember that. And we hear you saying, oh, but the stars aren't my home. Yes. But so is Earth now. You agreed to make it your home and to bring home to Earth. To bring what you remember and what you feel is some distant past. A time of great beauty and love that many of you miss, many of you crave. And here you are with an opportunity to create that on a planet that so very much needs it, with a race, oh, that really needs it. Remember that you all carry DNA of so many of those races that you look up to the stars craving to reunite with. Those people are in your lives, even those that you might consider enemies or less than friends. Forgive people, everyone you can. Try to let go of as much as you possibly can because the magic and miracles ahead of you are so great. You don't want to be connected to negative perceived past experiences because they will diminish the miracles that are ahead. And we don't want to see you do that. You'll be sad if you do. In the long run. Try to find every day ways to love and honor people. Even if they're a little different to you. Their behavior a little bizarre. Love them anyway. And remember, as we look at you, there are times we think the same thing. Oh, they're a little bizarre, but we love them. But you see, we don't judge you. And we would expect you to do no less with those on your planet. It's the way you're going to bring it all together. To create as much unconditional love as you can. Now, you know that word is thrown around so all the time without really feeling what it means. We hope that you can feel it. And when your inclination is to curse the person in the vehicle that cuts you off, or the trash man that leaves your trash can rolling down the street, or the person that yells at you in the parking lot for what reason, you have no idea. Just waiting for the parking space. I don't know why they got so upset. Let it become automatic. Bless you. Thank you. I love you. You don't have to tell them to their face. They may run into your car. But in your mind, yes. Change your responses. Again, love them as we love you. And as we honor all of you in this moment, open your hearts. Let it in. We've been talking to you about being willing to be loved. Being open. Sending out the announcement, I'm ready to be loved. And enough of you did just that. You called us in. All right, team, I'm ready to be loved. Let's go for it. Let's do it. You see, what would you do with all that love coming at you? How would it change you? How would it make you different? Well, you'd think twice about complaining, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, Veronica?
Yes, you would.
All right. To wake up to a feeling of love coming at you that's so, it's palpable. Laying in bed in this beautiful bubble of love in the morning. I'm loved. I'm really loved. And I don't have to be perfect to be loved. I'm just loved because I am. And you can use that energy to change your reality, your relationships, your life, your health, your aging. Remember, happy cells are young cells. Happy cells are young cells. Excited cells are young cells. Oh, they start clicking all over the place when they're excited.
We'll have to sign off soon.
All right, dear Veronica, you speak about what you're doing next week.
My paradigm shifter next week. Thank you for that. My paradigm shifter next week is Joseph Mark Cohen of the Tree of Life Mystery School. He comes from Eastern BC. And he's created crop circle oracle cards that are so beautiful. And he's really done quite a study of crop circles all over the world. Of course, mostly they're in England. And he takes tours to Egypt and so on. But he's going to talk about sacred spots on the planet and how do we evoke our own awareness of our own infinity, I guess, you know. Pretty interesting.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. And Thursday night, I'll be talking again on Radiance by Design. Tonight, we talked about love and self-love and what it all feels like and how to get it better. And we're probably going to continue with that, and then we'll follow with you.
Beautiful. All right, dear ones. Oh, we still have some time here. Mm-hmm. Veronica, you watch because her clock's always wrong.
You've got a couple more minutes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Tonight, everyone, as you bring your day to a close, and you climb into your beds. We ask you to open your hearts to just receive. Oh, you're welcome to call us in, dear team, for those of you who are listening for the first time. And who is that team? That team includes the masters and the angels and archangels and the fairy realm and all kinds of realms. All kinds of realms besides those of other planets and dimensions. So if you like, call us in. Or if you have special ones you want to call by name, you're welcome to do so. And allow us to love you during your dream time. Some of you may have experiences where you feel surrounded by love. Perhaps meeting up with others that you haven't seen for a very long time. Some of you may feel like you're in meetings of those that want to honor you. Wherever, if you are willing, allow us to love you. And joining tonight will be the dolphinic realm, the whales, all kinds of realms, and a variety of races that are beyond your imagination. Loving you. Mm-hmm. Appreciating you. And thanking you. Know that we love you all, dear ones, so very, very much. It is a joy and an honor for us to be with you tonight and with you, Veronica.
Thank you.
And until we speak with you again in this format, our dear ones, our family, Namaste.
Namaste.
Are we still on?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We love you so much, and a piece of Veronica and I are in you, and a piece of all of you are in us. We really are one. It can be no other way. Thank you so very much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye, Ronnie. Love you.
Love you, too, and good night, everyone. Take care, Jackie.